Passing out at the ball game. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, Andrew Rector became the most famous baseball fan in New York when he filed suit against ESPN for broadcasting a cutaway of him napping during the fourth inning of the April 13th Yankees-Red Sox game at Yankee Stadium.
It's not the place you come to sleep, tell you what, though. How comfortable is that?
Rector is suing ESPN, the announcers, and Major League Baseball for $10 million, claiming he was the victim of a, quote, avalanche of disparaging words.
We got to see how long this guy's out for.
It's only the fourth inning.
Did he sleep through the Beltran homer?
The lawsuit is going nowhere. Every baseball ticket warns you on the back that you and whatever you're doing could be part of the broadcast. But I think the real story here is that he was making a statement. The fact is that in baseball today, there are games where the pitching on both sides is so good that what you have is essentially a 2.5 hour game of catch, occasionally interrupted by a hit. That's why most of your legendary announcers are baseball announcers, because it takes real talent and considerable stamina to fill the yawning gaps in the typical baseball game. And keep in mind, there was an at-bat underway at the time, and yet what did the camera focus on?
He seemed comfortable. It didn't look like he just started to sleep.
It focused on Andrew Rector for 1:10. Why? Because at that point in the fourth inning, the most interesting thing going on in Yankee Stadium was Andrew Rector's nap, which says as much about baseball as it does about him. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.